time for Cigar Talk, the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. Whether you're a new cigar enthusiast or a cigar aficionado.
And it's time for Cigar Talk. We're not going to listen to all of the intro today because wow. I'm not in the mood.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's been a week.
It's been that type of
week. Yeah, you know, we're going to knock out this show. It's going to be shitty. So if you don't want to listen, just go ahead and X out right now.
Nah, bruh.
You know.
Come on, we got to come correct with that. We never do that.
We never do that?
We never send out a
What if we do that today shirt? For the first time?
It's not going to happen.
Not happening.
It's not going to happen.
So you're committed.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm down if you're down.
Always.
Let's knock this bitch out.
100.
All right.
All right.
Hey, welcome to Cigar Talk. I'm your host, Rob Jones. We got Brian Falconer as our co-host. And dude is like, you know, if you thought of the Hulk, that's how I would describe Brian. Like, he's like, hey, man, I'm doing good. I'm smoking a cigar. Don't fuck with me. Because
today.
If you do, you're not going to like it when you piss me off. Did you watch the TV series,
100%.
The Hulk? You know what I mean?
I've been a Hulk fan from the beginning. So when the TV series came on, I just watched it. I was like,
this Lou Ferrigno, in our era, it was badass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Sir.
Hey, so let's tell everybody what we're going to be talking about today, because, you know, I don't want you to tune out before you even know what the fuck we're going to talk about.
We lost it already.
Okay, let me rephrase that. I don't want to lose you guys who don't know what the show is going to be about, so don't worry about the F-bomb.
Yeah, it's going to be one of them.
There was one, you know what, we did one or two F-bombs, and that's it.
It was
the rest of the show will be PG.
Wow.
X.
PGX.
PGX, folks. It's going to gradually take you there. No, so. Anyway, I've had a great week. How about you?
Hey, man, I had a great week. We made it.
Yeah.
We made it.
I mean, I was on my regular job working extra days.
Mm-hmm.
I made it to my off days. And you know what? That's, for me, that's what it's all about.
Oh,
like,
man. Yeah.
I look forward to my off days that we can record and make a show.
I look forward to Friday. And then when Friday gets there, I'm like, man, I ain't going to have number 2 days off. Like, oh, I wish it was another day in there.
I do know that feeling, but at the same time, I'm like, let's maximize
almost definitely
the amount of fun those 2 days.
That's what I do. I wake up Saturday morning, whew, like a kid when I was young. I don't get to watch cartoons, but I do get to wake up and have fun. So what you looking for, bro?
I was relighting my cigar. Just so everybody knows, I'm smoking a number 6, 1926. Boom.
I knew he was going to say it.
Padron.
I did that purposely. I said, wonder if he'll follow me.
I did, and that's bogus because I'm smoking a Padron.
I know. I'm sitting looking at
him. And I mean,
I'm like,
honestly.
Padromo. And he said, Padromo. No, no.
I bet it's been over 6 to 8 months since I've had a Perdomo.
Oh, wow.
I've really just grown to not want to smoke that ring gauge.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, gotcha. Because
I know you're a re-engaged.
56 and up.
Yeah, I got you.
And it's like, you know what? It's not doing it.
I got you.
If they were to make like the 19 or the 20 year anniversary Maduro in a 6x48 or 46, dude, what a cigar that would be.
I can see it.
I think you should reach out to whatever that dude's name is, Rick. Perdomo, Nick.
I wasn't following you with Rick. I said, looked at you, I was like, Rick?
Who's you remember Rick? the Cheech and Chong movie where Cheech was the redneck and his name was Nick. And the dude said, hey, man, I'm looking for that red dick. Dude's like, I'm red Nick.
I'm red Nick.
And he's like, I don't know. You've been picking in my dressing room door hole?
Dude.
Yeah, that was funny.
We're not going to Jones.
We're going to hell. That's where we're going.
No, I'm not. I am smoking a Rocky Patel Quarter Century.
Oh, how is that?
So far, so good.
Let me see that. I have not smoked one of those. All right. Was that in our locker?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I saw those somewhere, and I was like, it's Rocky.
Jay came out after the anniversary.
Oh, see, I didn't get shit.
You weren't there.
Yeah, you know what? There. You get everything. I don't get shit.
I'm there.
I know you are. I'm busy as What?
Yes. You weren't going to use your second one too early, huh?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Got to keep that in my hip pocket.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
That was a good save there, yeah, bro.
Anyway, let's tell everybody what we're drinking. I'm drinking the Small Batch 1792. And if you haven't had it, I highly recommend it. It's like, to me, this is like the upper bottom shelf. You know what I mean? Like, if you look on the bottom shelf when you're looking for bourbon, there's a lot of shit on it that I wouldn't drink.
I guess this sticks to the top of the other shelf. But the prices,
even on the shitty bourbon, gets up into the 30s.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, this is great bourbon, so it is a shelf above, and it is also, I paid $31 for this.
Oh, okay. That's where you're getting that,
yeah,
that phrase
from. Yeah, it's fantastic. And it's not on the top shelf, but it is top shelf bourbon. Gotcha. Like, you don't find smoother than this.
Yeah, that is true. When I drank it, it's true.
And I don't care which version that you pick, you're going to get something smooth.
And I'm drinking water.
Water, because he's still doing that 75 bullshit.
You say what you want, bro.
I'm saying it. You know me.
I'm being enlightened.
I'm not holding back.
When have you ever?
Right.
So what are we going to talk about on the show? Because we never said that.
Okay. Sorry, guys. We're going to talk about Fats Domino's cigar smoking ability back in 1952.
We talked about that last show.
Well, we talked about
it. You said it was going to be on this show.
I want to do that. We're, of course, going to do a very interesting McAuliffe Minute.
Yes.
You're not going to want to miss this week's McAuliffe Minute.
That's correct.
I mean, like, the question, the asking is of you to be creative.
Okay.
And you know what? I dig creative stuff. And if it wants to be sick.
That's what I was
like,
going to say.
You can go creative as you. I love a visual. Yeah. And you can provide it or describe
it. Sorry, people.
Anyway.
And I will be talking about Ballin Bond Day. Yes.
I don't know what that is, but I love the sound of it because you know I love Ballin Bond.
Yes, sir. We'll be talking about Ballin Bond.
Name one Ballin Bond you don't like. Name one. Right. There isn't one.
I can't.
All Ballin Bonds have a unique profile. Mm-hmm. That really speaks to our palate.
Oh, most definitely.
And if you like, you know, the caramel, if you like the oak barrel, yes. If you like the leatherish, if you like, you know, the spice on it, you like a little bit of heat.
Not a lot, just a
little
bit.
That doesn't go down to your anus, then you're going to like Ballin Bond.
Most definitely.
Now, my least favorite of all the Ballin Bonds is Evan Williams. Like, that's the low down
to
Ballin Bond.
Okay,
for me.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not saying I don't like it because I've had a ton of it.
Yeah. That's what I was getting ready to say because we used to drink a lot of that.
Yeah. And then we upped our, you know,
here we go,
fanciness to include some
hardy-tardiness.
Yeah. You know, we got a little haughty.
Yeah. But I'll be talking about Ballin Bond Day. So
I love it.
Those are the topics today, people.
All right, man. So, hey, guys, we are going to do our Case Elegance spot here. If you need a humidor, look in the show notes and follow the link for Case Elegance. Use the code for 10% off at CT Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to somebody today at the Leaf, and they were like, yeah, man, I bought one of those humidors that you were talking about. And, dude, I've never had a humidor that reached what it was supposed to be at, and I don't have to do anything to keep it moving.
That's right. It is so simple. That is ridiculous that what we get from other places doesn't give us that information. Because it's simple. What they give us is like humidification for dummies in the instructions that Case Elegance provides. It's easy. It's 1, 2, 3, and you're done.
And here's the thing. Case Elegance is making cigar humidors that you would have found 100 years ago that had fucking wood in it.
It had real wood, real cedar.
That was my second one.
You know, that one got past me until you said that.
Slipped that right in. But no, it's true, though.
Yeah. And the quality.
You're using real wood. Yeah,
the quality of their products is unmatched.
Unmatched. And the price point is the same as all the companies that don't make humidors. That's correct. What's crazy.
That's correct. That is so correct.
All the shitty humidor and was custom. Like, hey, you know what? Let's raise our prices to match these dudes.
And then you add in their customer service, and you like, there's no way anybody else can match them.
100%. That's the way I feel.
Yes, sir. I got a humidor. You have two. Or no, you got rid of the octodore.
I got one. I gave the other one
away.
Gave
it away, yeah. And the person that got it is blessed.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? I was like, I'm not going to be selfish.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love when they get a quality gift of a quality humidor?
Yes, sir.
And when I gave it away, I found my cutter that I thought I had lost because it was in the accessory drawer.
Which one was that? The Zygar?
The Zygar cutter. And I was like, I thought I lost that. Yeah, it was in the accessory drawer. I forgot I had an accessory drawer.
Wow.
Because
all you were using it for
cigars.
You was putting those putbacks, the ones you didn't want to give to everybody.
Boom.
That's what you was using it for, yeah.
And so that's what I'm using my Case Elegance for now.
Yeah,
I've got a humidor
frigidor. Yeah.
And it's badass. Like, it's at 67% humidity. That's what I keep it at. And I dial it in, and it does everything for me. I do nothing.
Wow.
I do nothing.
And it just stays there.
Yeah. And, like, if I open the door and I'm, like, really looking through both shelves of cigars, it'll drop down to, like, 65, 64, and then I get my cigar and I close the door. And within 30 minutes, it's back to 67.
Gotcha.
Done.
Gotcha.
And it's like, wow, that's magic.
I don't have to worry. That's what that is.
Right.
And that's what you want with a humidor. That's what you want with these products. Because, as I've always said, sticks are an investment. And then you don't want to waste or destroy your investments, because we take them and we actually appreciate these things. People collect cigars. So why is it something that you want to have that you enjoy? You put in a bargain basement humidor so it can be destroyed.
100%. 100%. And I'm going to say this. We're going to do a little competition here.
Okay.
If you have bought a Case Elegance humidor because you heard it on Cigar Talk, if you send me a photo at rob@cigartalkpodcast.com, and if you send me an email of you and a picture of your humidor and what or how good it's been to you,
okay,
I'm going to read through them, and if you add something funny at the end, that's a bonus. But I'm going to pick one of them. We're going to post it on our IG. And I'm going to send them a Cigar Talk cap. Mm. Whoever the winner is, they're going to get the
most
brand new cigar cap from Cigar Talk.
Gotcha.
With Smiles the monkey
Smiles
on the logo. Well, you'll get the first and one and only if you send me pictures of you with your Case Elegance humidor and then give me, like, how your experience has been.
Gotcha.
If you throw in something about, you know, Smiles.
No. If they throw it in. But
don't
let him have to describe it for you. That's what I'm trying to stop right now. We want to stay at least 13 right now. We don't want to drop. We don't want to lose the PG-13 right now.
Really?
Go straight to that extreme
triple
stuff.
X.
Yeah, because we know you can take us there. But it's been a good week, man. It's been
awesome.
Great week for all I have to say.
Hey, so what are you smoking?
I told everybody the Rocky Patel Quarter Century.
Oh yeah. How is it?
It's good, man. It's good.
Like what?
I'm getting up. I'm getting that wood.
It's got a nice ash on it. Wow, I'm impressed.
Woodiness right now. There's a pepper, but I can't tell which pepper it is, if it's white or not. But it's, man, it's the draw. The cold draw was perfect. It wasn't, you know, hard. It wasn't too easy. It was like right where we like it. And right now, I got a stack of dimes, baby, so I can't say nothing.
Nice.
I'm enjoying it.
Nice. And the draw's really good.
Oh, yes. It's still good.
Perfect.
Yes, sir. That loses you. I know that.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't, I can't go.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
Why waste your time?
I'm not going to ride in a three-seater with four people. It's not comfortable. You end up sitting in somebody's lap.
You end up sitting in somebody's lap, but you were riding if somebody was sitting in your lap, though, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I see. That's what we know.
Anyway, let's jump right into this week's pick six.
Oh, who's going first?
I'll go first.
Wow.
But I'm not. You're going to go first.
Okay, in no specific order, so there's none that was really the tops. Let me take that back. There is one that's going to be a tops, and the reason why I'll speak to it at the end. I'm going with the Wise Man Maduro from Foundation Cigar Company. He's looking at me like, the Wise Man Maduro. You don't remember that?
Oh, I love that cigar. Yes. It's a good cigar.
Chocolate, leather, like, and pepper.
I don't smoke that cigar enough.
Chocolate, leather, and pepper.
And it's smooth.
Oh, so smooth.
It is smooth.
A great ride.
Like, out of all of their cigars, that's probably the one I like. And I'm not a fan of a lot of their other cigars. Uh-huh. But that cigar,
take a walk with.
Yeah.
Number two coming in this week is the Herrera Esteli by Drew Estates.
What?
That creamy. Oh
my God.
Dude, I love that creaminess, man. It was a great draw. Beautiful stick.
What kind of flavor profile does it have? Like, tricks for kids?
We're not going that way, okay. Folks.
Just saying.
My number one this week, and it's a number one for a reason. I bought three boxes of these sticks.
Oh, wow. Three boxes.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Three boxes. McAuliffe Sumatra.
And that is one of your favorite cigars. And it's going away.
That's why I grabbed as many as I could. It was actually a battle because Sam grabbed two boxes before I got there, and it made me mad because it was a box and a half only sitting on the table.
Well, you should have told me. I would have throat punched you.
But I got box and a half, and then Jay threw it. He found another one, and I was like, give it here. Don't even tell anybody. I'm buying it right now. So I got me enough Sumatras right now to last me for a while, so I don't have to worry about it.
All right,
man.
Hey, good list.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm trying to think of any of my favorite cigars that have gone into retirement, and I really can't think of any. So I don't know what it's like to feel like you do, because this is the second time.
Second, the Amazon Basin and the Sumatra.
The Amazon Basin and the Sumatra are both going to be off the market.
Yes.
You've already experienced it with one.
Yes.
And anytime I come across the originals, I buy you some.
Thank you.
And they're hard to find.
They are.
And I have a feeling that those McAuliffe cigars, the La Grande Bold line, they're going to be hard to find if you like them.
That's correct.
If you're a fan and you have a opportunity to buy some,
Grab them.
They're gone.
We had the Relief had that McAuliffe event, and Al was there.
And Al looked sharp in that green jacket,
you
bro.
Know it.
I seen him in the blue jacket many times. I've never seen him in the green. Uh-huh. And I was like, that velvet, I wanted to rub it.
But I could see you walking up to him just rubbing it.
I didn't, though. I was like, I don't know how Al would take it if I started rubbing.
Is this velvet?
Right. Looked sharp, though.
He did, man.
Looked
he
really sharp. Did. And he's always a pleasure to have a conversation
around. That's
with.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. Like, I walked in the door. He looked up and smiled.
Salt of the earth.
He said, you got here? I was like, yes, sir. I got here.
And then he came back in the back and hung out with us for a bit. Did. Talked. And Amy was with him.
Yes.
And, I mean, they're a great looking couple.
Yes, sir.
And they're just fun. You know what I mean?
It was a great event.
It really was.
So that was my three.
Good three.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
So mine's going to be a little bit different from yours.
I understand.
But first
As
of all,
it always is.
The first cigar I'm going to have, and I've been on these for a bit, so you've heard this on other lists of mine, but it is the Monte Cristo 1935 anniversary. That, you know what? I think I've got one left, and wow, it's been a good ride.
Here's my thing. We go back 4 years.
And I hated Monte Cristo.
And I gave you, I time traveled, and I brought this tape back. and played it for you. That ain't me. Yes, it is, bro.
Oh, I'd be the first graduated. One to say that I was like, and I'll still today, I'm not a big
You're not
Monte Cristo guy.
However, you said back then there is there's none I will ever smoke.
They have two sticks that I really do like.
Okay.
It's the Espada with the AJ blend.
And then
and the 1935 anniversary cigar.
Yes,
those are really good. But this week, it's the 1935.
Got you, sir.
Then number two, sorry, I had a little belch there. Anyway, the number two this week was the Christoph Signature Series.
Wow.
You know, I've been on those a little bit.
Yeah.
But I haven't had and the Monte Cristo, like, back-to-back. Now I have, and wow.
How did they play off each other?
It was like smooth as silk transition right into the next one.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
It was like... They were semi-similar with differences, but when you go from one to the next, continued a great journey.
Yeah. It's for newbies. They go in there and they grab the darkest cigar they see, and then they see a light one and they grab it. So now you've got a Connecticut and a strong, like, I'm going to say Partacus Black.
Okay.
Now, the transition from one to the other on that is horrendous.
It's going
to
be like Evel Knievel's stunt ramp.
Yeah, tell the truth. Tell the truth.
So and you're going to try to jump the Grand Canyon.
So when you find two sticks that allow a smooth transition like that, boom.
They go together.
Run
boom.
With, run
and,
with.
And it's like, I like to remember those because there's a lot of cigars that I've smoked that it was like the next one. Didn't really go with that at all.
So
when you find two that you can smoke back to back and it's just like exhilarating.
Yeah. Exhilarating.
Ooh.
And he said it correctly.
Arousing. You know what I'm saying.
We knew you could say that one correctly.
Yeah. Well, you know. So that's one and two for me, or three and one, two, whatever.
Three and two.
Know.
So now you got one more.
And then my other one is going to be the Southern Draw Pediculus.
It's not Pediculus.
Well, you tell me what it is, and that's what it was.
He said Pediculus.
Pediculus.
Like it was ridiculous with a pickle.
It was a fucking armadillo.
That's three.
And it was a Spanish one.
It's a Spanish one.
So it was Pediculus.
We know what stick
Southern
you're talking
draw,
about.
And it's like 6 inch by 44 or a 40. Maybe it's a 40. Freaking phenomenal cigar. Those three cigars I could smoke back to back to back.
Now that's a trifecta.
Boom.
Yes, sir. That's a trifecta.
I mean, seriously.
You hit it,
they are that freaking good.
Good.
And it's like, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, ooh, I don't want to smoke those. I want to save them, you know?
That's when you know you have found some good sticks.
Oh, absolutely.
When you don't want to smoke them and save them, yeah, you found some good sticks. Well, man, that's a great pick six this week.
I think we're good. Might be a little early. All right. I pushed the button a little early. I thought I was going to wait till you were done talking, and I was like so close.
You started talking and pushed it on yourself. He's like, oh, wait, I don't even want to hear what I got
next.
To say.
So anyway, hey, thanks for hanging through the break. We're going to do the McAuliffe Minute.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to play you a clip from a movie. It'll be a short clip, and so I think you should know this, but if you don't, maybe your morals are higher than what this show offers. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, if this show is too much for you, shoot me an email, and I'll have somebody pray for you.
Somebody. Me.
That's a service. It's $5.99.
No.
Brian will pray for you.
Nope.
Just send us a donation.
Nope. 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 Not going there, partner.
You used to hang out with Olstein. Until the flood came.
Never.
You were like, I quit looking at Olstein's hairline and I started sinking.
If you don't quit.
Sorry. I'm not an Olstein fan.
We know.
I know you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, come on. I know you like his money.
Definitely don't like that part. Can't take a dime with you. Can't take a dime with you.
That's what I heard.
Show me. Show me somebody with a Brinks following them to the cemetery.
Just saying. That's what I heard. Can't take it with you.
Dude.
I can't take it with me to, like, the bank. You know what I mean? It's like I'm broke before I get there.
So how are you going to take something with you been there?
I don't know. All right, man. So it's time for the McAuliffe Minute. And so it's a movie clip. I need the name of the movie and two of the actors in this scene. I need their real names. And what size shoes they wear.
I could do gold notes.
That's a bonus. If you tell me the name of the actor and the size of his shoe and it checks out, it's an automatic win.
How are you going to check out?
I'll Google it.
Okay. That's how they're going to get.
Boom. You know, I'm just saying, if you go that far, I'm going to guess you're in the finalists.
Wow. Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Consolation to no one. So here we go. This week's McAuliffe Minute, and you tell me the name of the movie, the name of the, or two. There's more than one actor. Mm-hmm. So if you just tell me two of them, mm-hmm. and if you throw in a shoe size that is correct, it's going to be a bonus. All right, here we go.
Oh, how cute. What's his name?
Ben.
Carlos.
Carlos?
What do you say when you're too fucked up? And what's your girlfriend say when I smack that butt?
I think I need an intervention. Cook-a-coke, dope, weed, and then
hey, Phil, look.
I'm feeling kind of drowsy. Don't do drugs without me.
He's jacking his little weenus.
Pull yourself together, bro.
Not at the table, Carlos.
Boom! Anyway.
Yeah, a quick anyway.
That was it, dude. So send an email to rob@cigartalkpodcast.com with your answers, and we'll see who's the winner next
week. Yes, we will.
So that's going to bring us to the part of the show when we do
Brian's Bullshit News.
I found out this year about something that's been going on for a minute, and it's called the Bottle and Bond Day. And it was on March 3rd. It should come as no surprise that two Kentuckians were at the epicenter of bringing this to fruition. They worked through government to get it done, and it has changed the booze industry of America.
What's it called again?
Bottled and Bond Day. National Bottled and Bond Day.
I think they could have come up with something way better way than better. That. Like, Bottled and Fucking Bond.
No.
In your butt.
No.
For one day.
Made it simple so everyone can understand. We know one of the Kentuckians.
We give out free funnels.
No. We know one of the Kentuckians that was a part of it, and it was Colonel E.H. Taylor Jr.
Okay. That dude needs to get busy and make more.
And then the other was U.S. Secretary of Treasury John G. Carlisle. They both petitioned. And Carlisle actually pushed, and it is a national day. And
dude, there's a fucking national day for everything. That is not impressive.
Here we go. But the problem is, we got a Ball and Bond Day.
I bet there is a national Papa Pimple Day. I'm just saying, there's a day for everything, and it's like, all right, I'm done with that shit, dude.
I'm not. It was great. To see that
I had a great bourbon day today.
Why? Because you drink bourbon
all
today.
Day.
That all doesn't day. Make it a great. Well,
that's a bourbon
to you,
day
to you. It makes it a great bourbon day, but yeah. it's just something to bring about everybody, you know. And I didn't know it was March 3rd. That's what got me. I was like, wow, March 3rd. And then I did a little research on it.
Is anything else happening on March 3rd?
I haven't. No, not that. Not worth me.
It's probably
time.
Blue Sock Day. Also,
you know what?
What?
hold on to yourself.
Lay it on me.
Hold on to yourself.
I am.
And I know. And worry about that.
And, you know, that
there
makes
are people
me
that
sing.
Will remark and say, okay,
and
next year on Bottle and Bond Day, we will make an event about it. You know, we'll come together and have
I
a lot of Bottle and Bonds.
About bourbon all the time.
and have drinks and enjoy ourselves. But right now, oh, God, we got bugs coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. But that caught me off guard, but it was good. And, I did a little research on what are the rules of Bottle and Bond, and do you know the rules?
Yeah.
I'm not going there.
I do. It's that you got to be in Kentucky. You have to have the bourbon in warehouses that are locked up for a minimum of 4 years, and the only person that has keys to it is the U.S. government alcohol inspector dude that does that bullshit. The company doesn't even have keys, and then it also has to be 100 proof. And that is the only way you can be Bottle and Bond. And that's one of the reasons I think I've never had a Bottle and Bond that I didn't like.
So here are the actual rules that are in the law that gave us Bottle and Bond
Day. All right, lay it on me.
The product of one distillation season, either January through June or July through December, at one distillery by one distiller. It has to be aged, as you said, but in a federally bonded warehouse under government supervision for at least 4 years.
That's what I said.
It's bottled at 100 proof, labeled with the location, with both the location of the distillery and the bottling, and it has to be produced in the United States, not just Kentucky.
Well, I thought Kentucky is only found in the United States.
It said in the United States. It didn't say in Kentucky, the United States.
Okay, that's my rule. Yeah.
If it's not from Kentucky, it's not Bottle and Bond.
It's not bourbon.
It's not. Oh, yeah, you do say that. You always say that.
If it's outside of there, it may be some damn good whiskey, and it may say bourbon on the side, but Texas does not make bourbon, okay?
What about that Virginia bourbon?
No.
Why? It was good.
It was good. It was whiskey.
It was bourbon.
It was whiskey.
The distiller said it was bourbon. I mean, this bug is driving me crazy.
They're liars.
Yeah. They're not liars.
Liars.
To you.
Yes.
No, not to the rest.
They're pulling the wool over people's eyes.
Okay. Anyway, those are the rules of Bottle and Bond.
And I mean, I pretty much was right.
You did.
All the other fancy shit you threw in.
What fancy
didn't
shit?
Didn't change what I said. So you take your fancy words and you know what.
I didn't use one word that was fancy. What, distiller?
Boom. I don't know what that is, but it means something to do with booze.
Oh my God, man. You are something else, man. I promise you.
I'm just saying.
So
I pretty much was right.
So in your mind,
yeah.
If it's not from Kentucky, it's not
whiskey.
Bourbon. It's whiskey.
Right.
Why?
Because that's where bourbon's from, bro.
for you.
No, that's where it started.
Okay, just because it started, that doesn't mean... I mean, golf started in Ireland, but they play golf here. They're not playing golf here?
I don't know. I don't watch that shit. They might be playing on the moon. I don't know.
You are something else, man.
Dude, let me tell you something about golf. The only time that I ever watched golf was when Tiger was in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically the same as like watching the Bulls.
Okay.
With Jordan.
Yeah, okay.
When you're watching the greatest to ever play the game,
mm-hmm.
it's badass. And then when they're no longer either the guys that are the baddest ass dudes or they're not in it, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, because it truly became a spectator sport when he was there.
It became a fan sport.
And when you lose that draw, which is what he was, now you have what?
Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, arguing because they got golf in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, now. Yeah, and those dudes. I mean, and it's like, all right, I've heard arguments both ways on mm-hmm. the whole golf in
Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Some people love it. Some people hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on like... the sidelines shooting flaming arrows at both sides.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like, all right, you know what? If you offer me $300 million come play,
I'm there. I'm not even going to ask you to pay for the flight. I'm going to fly myself over there, and I don't fly. I'm there.
I'm strapping a rocket to my ass If I'm going alone.
What movie was that dude was riding on that rocket? Was that Slim Pickens?
I don't know.
That was riding on a rock. What movie was that? Somebody will tell us.
Anyway, yeah, dude. I mean, it's all bullshit, and I'm not doing that. You know what I mean?
I truly do, and I understand where you're coming from with it. But in the end, it's labeled bourbon. I'm going to say it's bourbon.
No.
You're not.
I mean, if I labeled a jar full of, like, blueberry jam mustard, are you okay with that?
But that's a different taste. That's a totally different taste.
Right.
But we have
but
tasted.
What if it's the best damn raspberry jam you've ever had, or blueberry jam?
Uh-huh.
It's the best.
And it didn't
but
come
we
from
call water. It mustard.
It's not mustard.
How do you know?
Because we know what mustard tastes
like. But you
like.
Don't know, we might have made something new.
They labeled it mustard.
Right.
And we knew what mustard was. When they came with this and it didn't taste like mustard, it's
well,
not
that's
mustard.
How I
that's
feel.
Just like you, this is like you go get a jar and it says Frank's mustard on there. And you squeeze it out and it's that yellow hot sauce that you find at Chinese places.
Mm-hmm.
You're going like, this ain't mustard.
You know what? I might be like, oh, that's that Chinese mustard.
But it's not Chinese mustard.
It's that spicy hot shit. You remember the old spicy hot?
Yeah.
Put it on your ball sack?
I didn't, so I don't know.
I was like.
You were like, huh? So you actually did that?
Oh, yeah. I was like, is that lube?
Man.
It was not.
Dude, you had a rough life.
I had an adventurous life. That's what you're trying to say.
That's true. Yeah, okay. I give it to you. Adventurous.
When I was listening to Ozzy howl at the moon, I was howling at the moon, baby.
All hands off. Anything goes, huh?
Yeah.
Howl at the moon. Okay.
So.
I'll leave it alone.
All right. So we are going to take a quick little break. Yes, and when sir? We come back, we're going to talk about one of the all-time greats of rock and roll and his cigar experience. You're not going to want to miss this. So don't go anywhere. Trio. We'll be right back. We're back. We don't have to listen to the whole little bitty.
Especially after
there.
He turned it on too early.
Once. Yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah, you get it. We're back. So we're going to talk about one of the folks. Rock and roll legends.
Yes, sir.
Fats Domino. And a lot of you guys I know probably never even heard of that name.
But do you know what his real name was?
No, I don't.
Antoine Dominique Domino Jr.
Wow. I would Antoine. Just go by Fats, too.
Yeah. Out of New Orleans, Louisiana.
I did not know that either. Yeah. I knew he was from the South.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I should never say it like that.
Why?
I don't sound good doing that.
I mean.
Like, everybody would look at you and be like,
no.
Ain't working, bro.
You got that Southern drawl. It'll work.
It'll work.
It wouldn't be for me to say it coming from up north because it's like knowledge, and they look at me like, nah, bro, it's knowledge.
You know, but here's the thing. When I lived in the Houston area,
uh-huh.
like I heard that accent
oh, yes.
from
oh,
Louisiana
yes. oh,
on
yes.
a regular basis.
Yes.
And so if I did it, like I don't even give a shit that people get offended by me.
I got you.
But I feel like. Yeah, I can't do that. That's offensive.
No. Okay.
You know what I mean? It's okay. like, yeah, I feel that way because, like, you shouldn't do it if you can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
You're too fucking white.
I got
white.
You.
That's what it comes down to. You're too fucking white. You know what I mean?
No, bro. You got Cajun down there.
I'm just saying.
You got Cajun down
I don't
there.
Care. That's not. Those people.
Well, not down there, because I'm down here now, so yeah. I just say over there. You got yeah. Cajun over
yeah.
there.
I just was around a lot of people who had that dialect,
yes.
and it was like, respect.
Oh, yeah, because it's a different
it's a
dialect.
Culture.
It is.
It isn't
it is.
Just a dialect. It is a culture.
Because they don't say, like, we say throwing rocks. They say chunking. They're chunking. And I'm like, chunking? They're like, yeah, you're chunking them rocks. I'm like, huh? Boy, you're chunking. I'm like, I'm throwing, and because my great grandmother was from Louisiana, so
you know that's where that song came from Fats Domino.
What song?
Ho, 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 I'm walking.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, I'm walking. Yes, it was indeed. Really chunking.
No, he wasn't chunking. He was walking. He actually
ho,
was
ho,
walking.
Ho, ho, I'm chunking.
No.
Whoa, I'm chunking. No, that's not. Mm-hmm. No, if you look in, I'm going to put that in Wikipedia and it will become fact.
Oh, God. Yeah, because you put it in Wikipedia. That's the problem with Wikipedia.
Right.
A lot of this stuff is for... Oh, I heard. Yeah, you haven't heard the truth, so...
Wikipedia, if that's where you're basing, like,
all your research on... Sorry, bro.
Sorry. It's fun.
However...
The accuracy could be scrutinized.
Yes. Very scrutinized.
So, anyway, we get back to the point here. With Fats Domino, like,
look
total respect...
Look at you putting us back on... Look at you putting this back on point.
That's what I do. That's what I do. But Fats Domino was a cigar smoker. He was an adult beverage enjoyer.
Yes, sir.
And, like, you know, he didn't smoke cigars in their home.
No.
But that's because his wife was like, you know, this is my home.
This is my home.
I don't want you smoking in it.
That's
so he
correct.
Respected that. So he didn't smoke in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So he bought another home.
Two more homes. Mm-hmm. In the same neighborhood.
And those were the places where you could smoke cigars, drink whatever you wanted to drink, and listen to good music.
Oh, most definitely. And have those throwdowns, as you say, when other artists would come over and they just said it was great music, good cooking, and great music, good cooking, good smoking, and good drinking. That's what they called it.
And that is when you know you figured out marriage. That's essentially what I've done.
Yeah, it truly is.
I mean, it really is.
You got a house in the back, which is a shed, and you do everything out here and leave Miss B alone up there in the main house.
Yeah.
I understand. But, you know, we couldn't find which cigars he smoked, but there's information out there about him being a cigar smoker, an avid cigar smoker. It wasn't
and I
just
would
once
say
every once in a while.
That when you buy another house or two,
so you can do that.
You can do that, you're pretty much a cigar aficionado.
Yes, sir. And you know,
and that's probably way back before the term was even coined, aficionado. He was pimping.
What did you say earlier?
He's pimping.
No. What did you say earlier?
I don't know.
I can't say that because it sounds like leave pimping alone, pimping. All right.
Hey, you know what? Ain't nothing more exciting for a white boy to say I'm pimping. We don't even know what that means, but it sounds badass.
Dude, let it go, man. But knowing the music that he... As we were listening during the break to a song by him,
Jerry Lee Lewis
and Ray Charles.
Dude.
Knowing that those three possibly could have been in that house doing that.
Playing music, smoking cigars, and drinking some good bourbon.
Man.
Because all three of them were wild as shit.
Well, we know.
I mean, know. Like, if you don't know how wild the dudes were from the 50s. Like, you're kidding yourself.
Very much so, because it comes down to that they enjoyed life.
Oh, 100%. But here's the flip side of that. Like, artists back in that time, it was not unusual for them to do 5 to 6 shows a week.
Yes, sir.
They were traveling.
Yes, sir.
They were drinking, and they were doing, like, upper speed shit. Mm-hmm.
And
nobody thought anything about it because that's what it took to be doing 5, 6 shows a week.
And here's the thing. You can add into, like, with Chuck Berry. He would do those 5, 6 shows a week. Then he owned a restaurant, not just a restaurant. It's like a lounge in St. Louis.
And he played there.
He'd come back there and play there.
Dude, I didn't even know that was his place. Yeah, it's Blueberry Hill.
Blueberry Hill, yes, sir.
And me and Tim went down there. And one night that happened.
Yeah.
It was like... I'm looking around like, dude, there's Chuck Berry. And people are like, yeah, he owns the place. Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
And he went up there on stage.
Boom. And I mean, he played 2 songs. Mm-hmm. That was it. He got up there and if you didn't know, which I did not, I was blown away.
Yeah, huh?
I mean, mouth open, speechless.
Because that's what happens, man. That's what it's all about. Every day
though?
For them. Yeah, that was every day for them. It wasn't out of the ordinary for them to do 5 or 6 shows and then just go pop up somewhere and just, okay, somebody see them in the audience, they go up there and give 2 songs.
Right.
Because they loved their craft and they loved giving it to people.
Absolutely.
And people loved what they did. I mean, when Fats Domino died in 2017, it was a lot of people that were hurt from that. And we're talking about 2017, and he was famous in the 50s. He was born like in 1934.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, he was pretty he up was there. Old. He was in the 80s.
Yeah. He survived Hurricane Betsy and Katrina down there in New Orleans. Well, in Harvey. He was in New Orleans, but Harvey is where he passed away.
Well, and he said straight up that Harvey was not the same blowjob as the other two. Isn't that what he said? I think that you can quote me on that, people.
Don't quote him, please. Don't quote him, please.
He's like,
don't give this dude fuel.
Katrina, she was good. That Harvey, he didn't know what he's doing.
He died in Harvey, Louisiana.
What I'm saying.
Not Hurricane Harvey.
I thought you were on my Hurricane Harvey.
This dude, man.
Harvey didn't blow for shit. He did way more sucking.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap up.
It needs to.
This week's show. Till next time. What?
The song.
I'm doing it. Oh, yeah. We're going to let y'all hear a little.
Luke, we need you back, bro. We need our producer back.
Wow. We're actually going to, like, lead y'all out with some Fats Domino. Ah. But we got to wait till the other song's over. The plan. So.
It about comes a, down
about
to.
A, about a joke.
Oh, you did that purposely.
No, I didn't.
No, I can't. I know you. You did it purposely.
Can I tell the most racist joke I've ever heard?
No, never.
Okay. I told it to you.
No, you. What? No, no, no. Even if you did, I forgot it. So no, right. You cannot.
All right,
no,
I won't.
And I probably told you then. No, don't ever say that again.
I don't remember. I thought it was funny.
Nah.
I added the mac and cheese at the end.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. I told you no. Don't ever say that again.
All right. All right, well, then we're going to not do a joke.
Come on,
and
man.
And we're going to do a Fats Domino tribute song. Listen and learn and enjoy till the last drop.
You went away and left me a long time ago. On my door, I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, go back where you've been. I beg you not to go, but you say goodbye. All those lies, I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, go back where you've been.
So, for those of you who made it to the end, this is like the bonus shit that nobody else listens to because they're like, oh, fuck this. I ain't listening to the song. Like, what does that music do for you in 2023? Like, what is it when you hear that music?
It takes me back to when I was a kid and my mom used to play that. And the fun that came with those playing those records, because it was a record. And it was like,
and it was something because it was like everybody felt it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and you can see the emotion in people, because some people went through things like that. And I told you not to go, but you left.
Right.
You keep knocking, but you ain't coming up in here. And it's just like
when I listen to it now, though, it's different than when I listened to it as a kid.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't understand it.
When I listen to it now, I think about what it was like for Fats Domino to be touring the country doing 4, 5, 6 shows a week.
Mm-hmm.
He's meeting other artists, mm-hmm. and they're all like on the same journey,
because mm-hmm.
they're doing a lot of new shit that nobody had heard.
Yeah.
Like just in that song, there was a very subtle guitar solo, and you're like, whoa. Nobody else was doing guitar solos.
Mm-mm. They weren't.
I mean, the Big Bopper, he didn't have any guitar mm-hmm. solos.
And here comes a change, and people are buying into the change because, hey, man, oh, that's right. Keep going.
And it's got that soul.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, that's where, like, rock and roll was born. Oh, the soul.
Come on.
That R&B. And then you throw in some soul. And the next thing you know, you got that piano from the Christian, or not the Christian, church. But the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Organ playing, the piano playing, that starts coming in. And like, that's how rock and roll was born.
Mm-hmm.
When you take those different aspects and start bringing them together.
And making music.
Yeah.
Not just making noise, making music, man. And people just enjoying it. You know, people start dancing and doing dances. They say, oh, you can't do that. She's shaking her hips. Nah, bro.
But do you know why they didn't want that music?
Chris, it was one real reason.
I know what the reason
color.
Was.
Color.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. music was black music. Yep. And we don't need that in mm-hmm. our school population.
Not letting our kids listen to that.
Yeah. And, you know, Elvis suffered from that same
mm-hmm.
thing.
Because that's where he got his music.
Boom.
From.
If he was going to be hanging out, he was hanging out with black people mm-hmm. because that's the music that he vibed with. That's what he digged. And so he went out and did the same kind of music. Mm-hmm. And the mm-mm. government didn't like that shit. Mm-mm.
And they still to this day are doing the same thing, trying to censor it. You know, yeah, there's some things you shouldn't say. However.
Like what?
Like the stuff you say.
You know, I don't believe in that. I think I can say anything.
I know you
anything.
Do. But when you're putting it in art, because that's what music is an art. It's the same way as painting a nude. You have nudes in all these museums. And it's like, well, the children are hearing it, but the children are seeing them nudes in the museums, too. Because where do we take our field trips to?
I don't know.
The museums.
Oh, yeah.
And walked around and said, oh, no, you need to come to this side. It's too late to come to that side. I've already seen it.
Brian's already unzipped.
But it's just.
Brian's like, wiener tag.
No. Not playing that game, not at all.
But it's like once was enough.
Yeah, but trying to control, you know, going back to not even that far back, the 90s with NWA.
Oh,
and how they tried to shut them down. And I love what Eazy said. Oh, they, what was it? Dre was like, man, they're smashing our CDs. He said, I don't care. They already paid for them.
Boom.
We already got our money off of it. They can do what they want. That's theirs. I can't tell them what to do with
if they want to keep doing it, they're going to have to buy more.
Got to buy more to keep doing what you're doing. So I don't care.
And those dudes, man, just the history of selling CDs out of the back of your trunk of your car.
The trunk. Do you know?
Dude.
Do you know Master P sold 1 million CDs out the trunk of his car and didn't have a contract? So that means all that money went to him.
I'm surprised he didn't go to prison.
Yeah, I can believe that, too.
I mean,
I can believe that, too.
Pay taxes on them?
You
know what I'm saying?
Because you know that's how they get you. If they can't get any criminal charges on, they send the IRS in after you real quick. Ask Sammy Davis Jr. and Red Fox.
And Willie Nelson.
Yep.
Boom.
If they can't get any criminal charges on you, hey, let's call the IRS. They'll find something.
And right or wrong, it's not going to be fun.
No. That ride is never fun, man. Never.
It's like, bend over.
And no wrap around. No reach around.
I'm an agent Iris reach around.
And I don't. Look at you.
I didn't know where my glass was.
Look at you. You weren't using a glass, bro.
Was I?
No, you weren't. The things,
hey, man, you know what?
That video is something. Missing.
Let me tell you something.
What was that?
If anybody's still listening right now, if you send me an email that says Fletcher, in the subject, you put Fletcher, and in the body, you put Fletcher. I'm going to pick one random, and I'm going to send them a new Cigar Talk hat.
Okay, so there's two cigar hats going out. I got you.
Now, do you remember why?
Why?
I mean, do you remember what the questions were for both?
Well, the question, the first question was about
if you had bought a case if you bought
and
one and you
your
take a
testimony
picture,
yeah your testimony
you gotta take a picture with yourself and your the case elegance and send me a testimony, good or bad, I don't give a fuck, I just want to know your real truth, and then we're gonna have a winner out of that, get a Cigar Talk hat, and then what do we got to do on this one?
Fletcher. A email to Rob at cigartalk.com.
That just tells me you listen to the whole fucking show.
That's correct.
And we're going to reward you, or at least one of you, and there may only be one of you. Everybody else quit listening 30 minutes ago.
It'd be wild if you didn't get any.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't be listening about right now. Be like,
hey, I'm used to the Marvel. I'm used to Marvel
off the
movies.
Rails.
I'm used to Marvel movies. I know not to leave until everything is over.
I made us do that on today's movie, Cocaine Bear.
Y'all stayed to the very, very end.
The movie was over, and I was like, "Don't go anywhere." And Casey was like, "What?" And I was like, "Just this is one of those movies
that has something."
And there was like three scenes that popped up throughout the middle of the credits. Now, when the credits were completely over, there was nothing. I was a little disappointed there.
Yeah, I got you.
If you haven't seen The Cocaine Bear, the coolest thing about The Cocaine Bear's history, because it is based on a semi-truth, very loose truth of what happened, but that bear ended up being like stuffed in the upright position and ended up in Waylon Jennings' house.
Wow.
Yeah.
He got the bear.
Yeah. When Waylon Jennings died, he owned that bear. Wow. Now, I have no idea what happened to it since, but it was in Waylon Jennings' home.
Wow. I'd like to know where it is now.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought they would might maybe do some of that shit.
But they didn't.
No, they didn't go into any of that. In fact, when the movie was over, I was walking around telling people who just saw the movie that so they could Google it. And like this dude was like, "Oh, I found it. Yeah, you're right." And I was like, "Yeah, I know, man."
Great show, bro.
They should have done that. They should have told that.
That at the end.
Yeah. Anyway. Great show, I hope you guys at home or in your car or, you know, sitting in a shitter somewhere enjoys the show. And until next time,
keep smoking. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.